I've been leaving money on the table. Seriously, I just found so much money inside one of my online courses. And you're thinking about how you can create a digital product out of an online course that you already have. Or maybe you've been trying to create an online course, but you just can't birth that idea. So if you're in one of those two buckets, you gotta watch this video. This is for you.
This is for you to hold. Only you.
So I want you to tune in because I'm going to share three juicy digital products. I might add another one. But the first product I'm going to share is completely game changing, and it's something that I am currently working on myself. Yes, I have a template shop coming out, but I want to share with you my process of what I've been thinking about and how I'm able to actually do this. What's up, YouTube? My name is Zaylee Barclay, and welcome to my channel. My goal with every video here is to teach you how to grow a 5 to 6 figure online business with the help of video content, of course, just so that you're able to live the life of your dreams. Listen, I've been able to completely transform my own life and the life of some of my students and clients as well. So I want you to hit that subscribe button and turn on your notifications because I'm in the business of changing lives and you're gonna wanna join me. All right, so guys, with that said, let's get into it. So recently I was listening to a podcast, and every time I'm listening to a podcast, I genuinely get ideas.
I get ideas all day long. I can't control them.
I get too many ideas, so I stop listening to podcasts. I'm not sure if it's because of my ADHD brain, but I just can't listen to a whole podcast, especially if the content is good and juicy. I feel the need to pause the podcast and go execute. And recently, that's exactly what happened. I started back listening to podcasts, and I had to stop this podcast and get right to work. So in this podcast, this person was speaking about how much they were making from their template shop. And I was like, Zay, you've got so many courses. Guys, I have lots of online courses because I have a full-on academy. I'm like, girl, what if we extracted worksheets, workbooks inside of those online courses in order to introduce people to my work? It went off. My gears started grinding. So guess what I did? I opened up Thinkific and started perusing through my online courses to see what I can pull out, improve and revamp, and put into the template shop. If you've spoken to anyone about my content, y'all know my content is good.
God damn, that girl is good.
I'm not tooting my own horn, but genuinely, I put a lot into my content. So I'm gonna tell you some of the things that I pulled out and how you can actually either pull these things out of an offer that you have, an online course that you have, or something that you have. And I'm also gonna share with you just the ones that I pulled out and just my process of how I am actually making this template shop happen. Because I want you to have a template shop as well. Now, the first thing I had to do was find something to host this template shop on. You guys know I use Thinkific for all of my products, but I wanted this to be just seamless and easy. I want that person to see all of the templates in the shop, the worksheets, whatever it is in the shop, and just feel the ease of clicking, I want this, and checking out.
Look at all this stuff.
I started looking to see like what's out there. First, I looked at what I have already, because guys, I have lots of software, but for some reason I was pulled to Gumroad. I like that I can see the full shop on Gumroad. I like that I can put a header. I like that you can see all of the offerings or products that I'm putting in there. Although I promise you, soon to come, there's another one that I'll be telling you about soon because I'm super excited about that. I've heard down the, you know, line that something is coming down the pipes. When that other platform comes out, y'all know I will look at it, review it, see if it works for me. And only then, only if I like it, I'll tell you about it. I got into Gumroad and I started revamping. Now, this is all off a podcast, right? But I realized that I just had a lot in there that I could have shared. There's lots of tutorials on Gumroad, but if you want me to do a specific detailed one for you, let me know down in the comments. You guys know these things are my jam.
Are you kidding me? This is my jam.
Is it?
And I will get that up and running for you. After I signed up for my Gumroad, I was able to pull out my ideas. E-books. guys, in 2023 are gonna be huge. Mark my words. In the years coming, ebooks are going to be so huge. And I'll tell you what it is. We are currently, or everyone is thinking about, oh my gosh, the recession is here. And one thing that's going to keep us online business owners afloat is diversifying your income and having different offerings. I'm seeing the biggies do it. And when I say the biggies, biggies in the online business industry are also creating lower ticket offers so that they're able to serve more people. And I started writing an ebook, and I'll tell you, I've never written an ebook before because I was like, girl, I have online courses. Who needs an ebook?
How silly of me.
An ebook is helping me really bring together all of the beginner things that I've been through. So listen closely if you've just started your online business, but you have a concept or an idea, then an ebook might be a really great place to start for you. Or if you are providing services already in the online space, start with an ebook because someone can understand who you are, how you can help, what you've accomplished. You know, it can be on a specific topic, something that you've done really good at. Put that content into an ebook. It's funny because even though you write an ebook, someone will still buy an online course based on the ebook, because in the online course, you can go step by step and break things down. If you're the person that already has an online course, you can actually extract the concept or the framework of that course and make an ebook out of it. In my ebook, I got to tell things that I have never told before. I got to talk about the biggest things that I completely believe in, the things that has kept me going for 7 years as an online business owner, things that are non-negotiables for me, the four things that completely changed my business completely that I still do today. So I shared my beliefs, my framework, the things that got me to where I am, the steps that got me to co-founding a online conference with Thinkific. I spilled the tea in my ebook. And literally what I'm doing is laying a foundation as to why someone may want to climb the ladder with me to enter my membership, which, PS, if you're looking to become confident on camera and be accountable for creating quality video content, whether on YouTube, on TikTok, our membership is being launched soon. And I'll leave the waitlist for that down below in the description because you want to be in there if you're looking to take your business to the next level with video content for the next year. The second thing is processes or checklists. I have so many checklists or processes on actually how I create my online courses, my thought process for creating my online courses, my thought process for, or my workflows actually, for getting together to record a YouTube video. Everyone does things in a way that it works for them. I love that we get to express our uniqueness in the online space and what really makes us different, because something that I might do or the way I am might be similar to the way you are, and you might want my process versus someone else's, or someone else's process versus mine. So processes or checklists, right, are so important. Like, I've been creating videos for online courses for years, and so I've had that down pat. I can tell you exactly how to come up with the idea for your video, how to research it, how to record that video, what tools to use to record that video, what your setup should look like, what your script should look like, how you can use AI to help with that script. I can tell you all of that in a full-on process that you can actually buy and execute and implement yourself. People will buy your process. They will buy checklists from you. So don't sleep on those. The third one is planners and templates. I've sold a YouTube planner for years based on my process for researching and understanding what I want to share with my audience. It is one of the products that sells the most for me. So I'll leave that down below. It is a video projection planner, and it helps you actually plan out how you want to create or what you want to create in order to upload to YouTube and to distribute on other platforms if you so choose. So planners or templates, your way is different again from other people's. Guess what I bought recently? a travel planner that had a checklist of all the things, because I hate packing for travel. Whew, let me tell you. And it had everything that I should think about packing. And even though I got that planner, there were things like it was really in depth and things that I wouldn't use. So I kind of extracted it and made my own mini travel planner from it. But it's so helpful because I had a base to go from. Now, that's not something I would sell. I'm just explaining to you. It's something that I bought myself. So don't sleep on planners or templates when it comes to digital products. And I'm just sharing this because these are things that you probably have inside of your online courses already. Or if you're the person that hasn't created an online course just yet, you know, you probably have an outline or you have just something there already that you're able to extract and sell as a digital product. I wanted to share this with you because people are hungry for information and we don't have to give it all away for free. I remember I would just make a new freebie and give it away. No, you need to package that up because people take things much more seriously when they pay for it. Okay?
Oh, I'll take one of those too, please.
So even if it's something, like I said, as simple as a checklist or a planner, you have to do it. I wanted to share this from the perspective of you might have this already or you have the idea already. And I just wanted to create this video to inspire you to get creating and put it out there. Be impulsive as I was. Be as impulsive as I was in just getting to work and putting my template shop out there. I'll definitely let you know when it goes live. But in the meantime, I love you and I will see you soon. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and that notification bell, and I will see you in the next video with your template shop all set up. See you soon.